Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
What brings light, it is shining. I am light. The Word of God is light. When I give people God's Word, I am shining. Praise the Lord. Are you in this place? Don't be distracted. Pay attention to me. Praise the Lord. So as light, you give people God's word. That's how you shine. In every situation, God's word is relevant. Praise the Lord. But then when you study the word of God, you see the reach of God's word. How many people can God's word bless? How vast is the ability of God's word to bless people around the world? When you look at God's word, you see that. Praise the Lord. Go to John chapter 1, verse 9. John 1, verse 9. He says, that was the true light, talking about the word of God. Because he started by saying, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he says, the word of God was the true light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that came into the world. Think about this. I am light. God expects me to shine. The word of God is light. See, it's not vague. God expects you to shine. The word of God is light. He expects you to give people his word. But then he tells you the potential of that word. He says the word of God is that true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Irrespective of where he is, irrespective of who he is, the word of God is relevant for every situation. Praise the Lord. There is no discrimination with the word of God. It doesn't matter the nationality or the location of the man. He says every man, emphasis on every. That means you have a word that can bless anybody you meet. There is nobody that is too far gone for the word of God. Are you in this place? He says everybody can be enlightened by God's word. Everybody, irrespective of the continent. Think about it. See what you carry. It means no matter where you go, you have light for someone. Are you in this place? There is no tribalism. There is no racism. He says every man, as long as the man is into the world, you have something for him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is something inside of you. Are you in this place? It says the word of God is that true light which lighted every man in Asia, every man in Africa, every man in Europe. No matter where you go, you don't act like a stranger, like you have nothing to give. There is something you have. Praise the Lord. There is something inside of you. Do you know your Abraham's seed? And God told Abraham, in him shall all the nations of the world be blessed. But the Bible says that promise was not just to Abraham, but to Abraham and his seed. That means he puts something inside of you for every nation. Relevant for every nation. That means no matter where you are, you would shine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter where you are, you would shine. So to shine, you have to put the word of God inside of you. Do you understand? You know, at times you can study electrical electronics engineering in university. But then you go in the midst of doctors and it's irrelevant. They really don't want it like that. Are you in this place? You can study music in school. Then go to the midst of carpenters and they have a radio. They don't need what you're saying, praise the Lord, or what you're singing. But that is not how the word of God operates. He says nations, that means groups of people. Irrespective of their gathering, there is something for them from you. You have the word, praise the Lord. Let me show you something. Go to Psalm 72, verse 1. Lekobrado, speak in other tongues. Lakosabradoska. If you're in front, pay attention and don't be distracted. Rekosutabrado, Sharamandeli Grados. Rakasoto Barakasekredosha. Rikasuka Barados, Saramandeli Gredosha. Leko Barabababa. Rekosuka Barabababa. Rato Soto Librado, Sharamandeli Gredos. Rikesu kebrado sharamande ligredo skarababa leko brado suprado sharamande likadusa rekosu tebrado sharamande. Amen. Verse 1. It says, give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. Now, where do you find God's judgments? In his word. Are you in this place? So it says, give the king word, O God, and your righteousness. What's righteousness? His word. Unto the king's son. Then he tells us the result of that. When the king gets the word inside of him, there is a result. Go to verse 17. He says, his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Why? Because the word of God is inside of him. So he says, the word that we have received, this word that you have, is relevant in every location. It's relevant to every person. As long as the man is in the word of God is relevant for him. You have something. Say, I have something inside of me. Praise the Lord. You have something inside of you for the world. So you don't carry yourself anyhow. You're not beggarly. Are you in this place? You have God's word. The Bible says, the earnest expectation of the creation waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Son there means the mature sons of God. Those that have used the word. Those that understand the importance of the word. It says all creation is waiting for them. They might not know it, praise the Lord. But that's what they're looking for. And you have that word, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, you have that word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? When you give, this is why God's word is so important. Jesus is the word of God. And he said something. Go to John 6 verse 35. John 6 verse 35. It says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, he that cometh to me shall never hunger. That is the satisfaction people are looking for. There are people that they have the money now. They're not chasing after money. But now they are busy going here and they're looking for something that is missing. Jesus said, if you come to me, you will never hunger. There is satisfaction in Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. There is satisfaction in the word. And that is the word he sent you to give to them. He says, he that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You meet Jesus, you meet the word of God, there is satisfaction. But now that word of God is inside of you. That means when people meet you, God's plan is that when they meet you and you give them God's word, there is satisfaction. They have arrived. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's why, irrespective of every man, so never be intimidated. Are you in this place? Never be intimidated. They say they are one. So, you have something for every man. Are you in this place? They say, you know what, that guy is a minister. Doesn't mean anything. Philip met the eunuch. And the Bible says he was the keeper of the queen's treasuries. Are you in this place? That means he was a minister. But what did Philip give to him? The word. That was what the man needed. That was what the man wanted. Look at Zacchaeus. The Bible says he was a chief publican. That means he was the chiefest of the publicans. That means the top tax collector. Do you understand? And we have people like that in this country. Those that collect taxes, the big guy. But he was seeking to see Jesus. He was seeking for the word. Now, if you are just judging by his wealth and ignored him, you would have missed out. He was looking for the word. He was so passionate about getting the word, he climbed up a tree. That is the word that you have. So never be intimidated. Praise the Lord. Whoever comes to you, give them the word. Don't cast them away. Are you in this place? As long as they come to you, that means God is sending them to you. Give them the word. Go to verse 37. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That should be your disposition. If they come to you, there's a word for them. Are you in this place? You don't cast them out. You don't get intimidated. You don't get shy and start talking about jokes, what's happening in the country, just to keep them, you know, happy. No. You don't cast them out. There is something for them. They want satisfaction. They want the word of God. They're going to give it to them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I have the word inside of me. Say, God has given me light. And I am shining. And you know, because you are shining, you are an eternal excellency. And a joy of many generations. Oh, you don't get this. He has made you excellent eternally. At every time you are relevant. Go to Isaiah. You can have your seat. You can have your seat. You know, there is a promise for the shining light. The light that shines, there is a promise for the shining light. He says, the Gentiles shall come to your light. And kings to the brightness of your rising. There is no discrimination. As long as you are shining, people are coming to you. It's the word of God. It says, unto him shall the guardian of the people be. As long as you're giving them the word of God, God is bringing them to you. He's bringing them to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And because you are shining, I said, he has made you an eternal excellency. Go to Isaiah 60 verse 15, quickly. Isaiah 60 verse 15. It says, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated. Now remember, Isaiah 60 verse 1 started with, arise, shine, for your light has come. In 15, it says, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency. Why? Because they have arisen and they are shining. He says, and a joy of many generations. Meaning that, hallelujah. Look at the potential of the word of God. He says, the word of God is that true light that shines, that lights every man that comes to the world. That means that the word of God can influence everybody, irrespective of their location or nationality. Then the word of God transcends time. Because he says, you are a joy of many generations. You know, when Jesus was born, the angel appeared to the shepherds. And he says, listen, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Why? Because the word of God had come. But now that word of God inside of you, when you show up, there is good tidings of great joy. Guess what? Guess what? He calls you a child of the day. Because joy comes in the morning. And when you show up, there is joy. And that joy will last for every generation. You can have your seat, please. That's why you must emphasize the word. Let me tell you something. Let's say you are standing and people come to you. What would you give to them? Food? How much food can you offer them? Praise the Lord. What would you give to them? You have to give them the word. That's what they want. Are you in this place? That's what they want. That's what they require. The Bible tells us that the chief priests and officers sent police officers to arrest Jesus in John 7. Most people don't know Jesus was. Police were sent to arrest Jesus. That was before the arrest, the main arrest. Do you understand? He was preaching in the temple, and the rulers of the temple didn't like what he was saying, so they sent police to him. And, you know, they came while he was preaching. Do you understand? But they had a job to do. Go and arrest that man. But maybe they wanted to be a bit calm, so they probably thought to wait after the service. And while he was talking and talking, praise the Lord, that was where he said, if any man tested him, come to me and drink. He was talking. The service ended. Police officers didn't even know what happened. They went back to those that sent them. Those that sent them said, where is he? They said, listen, Oga, no man ever spoke like that man. No man. Now, here's my point. The police officers went to meet him to arrest him. But they didn't know that actually what he was saying was what they required. Are you seeing it? They didn't know that. When they listened to him, they were so impacted. They left to arrest him and said, listen, that man is not ordinary. Praise the Lord. So people might not know that is what they want. The word. But when they come to you, give it to them. Praise the Lord. Are you in this place? Give them the word for every situation. The Bible says the word of God is beautiful for every situation. And it's the word that when you give to people, you can go and sleep. Because, listen, it says, joy of many generations. So there is no point where they say, the word of God made us happy, yo, but in this generation, we are now sad. No way. Joy of many generations. Eternal excellency. The word of God will be excellent for every time. As long as you are shining the word of God, praise the Lord. You're giving people excellent wisdom per time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a child of light. Say, I have the word of God. Say, I'm shining. I'm shining. I'm shining in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm shining in every world. I'm shining to every man, in every nation, in every continent, in all generations, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just go ahead and speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues, speak in other tongues, speak in other tongues. You are not ordinary. Don't be beggarly. There's a word for you, for every generation, for every man, in every nation. You are relevant wherever you are. You are relevant wherever you are. You are relevant wherever you are because of the word of God. You are relevant wherever you are. Leko barado sharamande ligred osa raka soto li barabababa reko suka barabababa reto sute bako zaramande rito sute brado sha lekede barabababa reko suka brado sharamande ligred osa rako suka brado sharamande ligred osa. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say glory. You are shining. Listen, wherever you find yourself, have this mindset. The word of God has made you relevant there. Never feel out of place. You are relevant. You know, Jacob traveled from his hometown to his father's place. He has never been there before. He didn't grow up there. But because he was Abraham's seed and the world was working for him, he went there and Laban became prosperous. The man that had been in that nation for years, are you in this place? That man did not make so much profit. But then you have this guy from another country comes in, but because he's Abraham's seed and the blessing is upon him, he makes the man prosperous. But you are Abraham's seed. It means no matter the country you travel to, you are relevant there. You don't say, I'm there now, you know, because I'm there and, you know, I'm new, you know, I have to acclimatize, I have to get people there, they've not been surviving, but I'm surviving. Leko baka soto, ribako jaramande ligredoska, rabasoto, librako zaramama mama, reko suka barababa, reto soto. Listen to this. Listen to this. There was famine in the land. Famine means there is no water, there is no food. Isaac was Abraham's seed. The Bible says he dug the well and water came out. In another nation, he dug the well, water came out. No wonder the Bible says, the man who meditates on the word day and night, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Have this mindset. Because many people failed in that business. Brother, you are Abraham's seed. Are you in this place? You are there to show them that your God is a miracle worker. So never be intimidated. Carry yourself like the child of the king that you are. There is something inside of you for every man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are shining in Jesus' name. Go ahead and speak in other tongues. 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 Leko barado sharamande ligredos. Repa kasetele baba baba baba. Reko su kabara baba baba. Reto su te baba baba baba. Reko su kabara baba. Rako su ke batu sharamande ligadoska. Last one, listen to this. Matthew 28. Jesus, knowing how big the world is because he made the world, tells his disciples, go into all the world and teach all nations. I mean, he looked at this man. I said, go into the world and teach all nations. He knew how big the world was. But he's looking at them and saying, listen, you have something to tell them. Yes. There is something inside of you for them. Yes. Are you in this place? Yes. That is how God thinks. You are so important to God because of the gospel that you have. The Bible says Cornelius was praying one day and an angel from God appeared to him and told him to go and call for Peter. Why? Because he had words. That word is inside of you. Praise the Lord. Are you in this place? No matter the nation, you have something for them. He says, teach them the word. That's what they need, the word. That's what you have. Listen, if you don't leave here with anything today, leave here with this. Never be intimidated. Are you in this place? Never let a country, a group of people intimidate you or try to overwhelm you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Are you in this place? The word of God you have inside of you has more courage, more covering. And guess what? The word of God works. Do you understand? You're not trying to deceive people, manipulate them. You have a word that works. That's what inside of you. And that's why God wants you to shine. Go and light every man in the world. No matter where they are, you have light for them. They might be suffering in darkness, depression, but you have light for them. They might be sorrowful, but you have light for them. They might be sad, but you have light for them. Maybe they are sad, but you are a child of the day. Joy comes in the morning. You are the joy of many generations. Just go ahead and thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Go ahead and thank him.